Pavmitsia Perkalf Mishnah Dalad. Rasa Mitsia Venafalala. Person sees a Mitsia and he falls on it to claim it. Uva acher vihichsikba. And somebody comes and just is machsik in it. He picks it up. Zesh hichsikba zachaba. The person that was machsik it, he was kona it, not the guy that fell on it. Reason being, first of all, the Rav says we're dealing with Rishus HaRabim. So in Rishus HaRabim, there's no din of Dalad Amas. Dalad Amas, according to everybody, in Rishus HaRabim is not kona. The Chacham gave a din of Dalad Amas by Mitzia in Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, places that are not a Rishus HaRabim where everybody's there, where it's congested and people are pushing each other. Rather, it's on the side, in the corner, on the side of the Rishus HaRabim, places like there. There, there's a din of Dalad Amas, and the reason that the Chacham were misakin Dalad Amas is people shouldn't fight over everything that they find. So the din is anything within your Dalad Amas. You don't have to fall on it, you don't have to pick it up, it's yours. But that's not what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with the Rishus HaRabim itself, and therefore, you have to actually do a Maisa Kinyan, a Maisa Chazaka, and that's what this guy did, the second guy did. The first guy didn't do anything. In fact, some learn, and the Rav brings this down in Maseches Peah, that this could even be talking about a case that's not Rishus HaRabim, and nevertheless, even in a Simta or Tzidei Rishus HaRabim on the side, nevertheless, the guy that falls, he also won't be kind in that case, even though normally a person does have Dalad Amas, but when a guy falls on it, he's showing that he doesn't want the Dalad Amas to work. Therefore, when he falls on it, he relinquishes his ability to be kind of Dalad Amas, according to that Deya, and that's another reason he's not Kona, and the guy only that is Machzikit is Kona. Mishnah continues, Ra osan ratzen acher mitzia, acher tzvi shavar. If a person sees other people running after a mitzia, or he sees them running after a deer that has broken legs, they can't really move quickly. Or acher gozalos shelo parchu, or birds that didn't run away yet. For Omar, and he says, Zachsa li sadi. He calls it. He says that I want my sada, my field, to be zocha in it. Zachsa lo. So he is zocha to it. He acquires it. Here he's acquiring it because it's in his chatzar, and his chatzar is acquiring it. You need a chatzar that's mishtameres l'daito, and therefore the Rishonim learned that he has to actually be in the tzad of the chatzar, on the side of the chatzar, that he should be able to grab the tzvi before it runs out. But he also has to be in the side, and it's a machlekes whether or not he has to be on the inside of the chatzar. He can be right next to it on the outside of the chatzar. It depends on how you learn a chatzar is kona. But nevertheless, he's there, it's watched, and he's konet. Does he actually have to say he wants to be konet? Because that's what it seems like in the Mishnah, because it says dafka if he says it. So some Rishonim, like the Rambam, learns that he actually has to say that he wants his chatzar to be konet for him. However, other Rishonim learn that he does not have to say he wants his chatzar to be konet for him. It just happens to be he said it not to have the people keep chasing after it and causing him issues. But Lamaisa, it's his regardless, min adin, according to those who shown him. Hayitzvi rots kedarko, but if a deer is running its normal way, oshaya gozlos mafrichin, or these birds were escaping, v'amar zachsali sadi lo amar klum, and he says that he wants his sada to be zocha for him. Here it does nothing, because it's not a chatzar mishtameres. The chatzar is not a guarded chatzar, since they can easily leave, and he's not able to keep them there. So his chatzar does not acquire it for him.